अनंजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो। महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो। यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्गोभिनी तं सर्वभूतहृदयम्। That Sanatan Prabhu was the Prime Minister of a Mohammedan King Husain Badshah. Madhya Lila 22 Parichet and 43 Paya. Thirty-seven. You know that Sanatana Goswami was Prime Minister of Mohammedan King Husain Shah Badshah. And also Private Secretary was Rupa Goswami. Mohammedan king kept their name, Muslim names. And there they like outwardly they became like Mohammedans. But not Mohammedan, they used to associate. I'm happy that you have come. I was very worried for you, so much worried.
He invited you last year and year before to come to his house. And Shamarani is very well known.
Mohammedan kingdom. But at that time, when they were doing service, at that time, they used to call some big Vaishnavas from Navadvip. And in their houses, there were classes of Srimad Bhagavatam. And very renowned Vaishnavas used to come. Always they were engaged in doing. But king has no smell for this. And at last, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, and in one day they were turned. And they decided to give up this job forever and to join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At last, you know how they gave up all these things. Give up all these things. No? And Rupa Goswami met to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Prayag. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu traveling in Vrindavan and quickly returning to Jagannath Puri, and Sanatana Goswami met him in Varanasi. And there in Varanasi, there were more than 60,000 of Mayavadis, sannyasis, and guru of them was
Prakashananda.
Very influential. And he wanted to have some discussion with new sannyasi, and he was called, and he sat where all were
washing
their feet.
And the old sannyasi, the guru of all, Prakashananda Saraswati Thakur, came at once himself and took the arms of this new boy, sannyasi, and told that, "Why you are sitting here? You are in our group, sannyasi. I know that you are disciple of
Keshava Bharati.
But actually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not disciple of Keshava Bharati. He was Ishwarpuri. But he took sannyas order from him. So, you should come here. You are a renounced person." Mahaprabhu came, but he very honorably wanted to know something, that why you are doing kirtan and dancing here and there, sometimes laughing, sometimes rolling down in the earth, sometimes weeping. Why you are doing these nonsense things? Being a very great sannyasi, it should not be done. It is out of etiquette. Why you are doing it? You should know that you are Brahma. You should try to read and to learn Vedanta Sutra, Vedanta. Why you are doing those things? He told that my guru has told, he ordered that you are not so intelligent. You are foolish. You are not qualified to read Vedanta Shastra. Simply you should utter what I am telling you. And he gave me Gopal Mantra and Maha Mantra. And with very strong belief, I began to remember these mantras. Kling Swaha. What Swaha? Gopijana. Vallabha. I wondered that in a day or two I saw that mantra became in the shape of a very beautiful black boy. And he stood in front of me under the shade of any tree, three-folded, smiling very sweet, looking crookedly, attacking and stalling my heart. I became mad. I wanted to embrace him, so I ran after him. But he was moving here and there crookedly. But at last I ran more, and I was to touch him. In the meantime he vanished. Then I fell flat on the earth. I was weeping so much. So when I chant this mantra, at once I see that boy. And this boy, when I see that boy, I become happy, so laughing so much. And when he vanishes away, then I become so unhappy and I weep. Sometimes he comes so nearer that I began to dance with him in his sweet voice of flute. I cannot control my mind and my heart and body and all senses. they all go out of my control. So I became very worried. Why these things are going to me? At once I went to my Gurudev and asked why these problems are coming. That when I chant this mantra, that very naughty boy comes and takes my heart and mind and dances me. And sometimes I dance and sometimes I don't know what I am doing. I have no control on in my mind and heart. Please help me and tell what is this. Then my Gurudev becomes so happy, so happy. So happy. Oh, your life is successful now. This is the real fruit of any mantra. We remind it. If you are not being like so, then there is some lacking in our chanting and remembering. We should try to reform it and to complete. When this will come, then it is okay. Mantra is not a word, but transcendental shape of Krishna. Adiv, that is the mantra of Gaur Chandra, is the transcendental shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nityananda Prabhu mantra, Nityananda. Gayatri, the shape of Srimati Radhika with Krishna. Kama Gayatri like this. Gopal mantra, absolute, highest shape and manifestation of Krishna. So we should not think that Gurudev has given any word. Oh, you can come nearer and see.
See.
Very good. So, if you are doing any mantra, and you should try to do it in regular way. Otherwise, it will not be fruitful. Sometimes we don't regularize these things, and that is why we have no fruit, and then we become hopeless and give up all these things. So we should. When we are chanting, we should try to see that there should be five things there. Who is the deity of?
Dominating
deity. Dominating deity of this mantra. What is the relation with that that deity and
myself?
What is the relation? And then we should try to take prapatti that, oh deity, oh Krishna, or oh Mahaprabhu, I am yours. I want to offer myself in your lotus feet. I know that you are Supreme Personality. You can save me, you can nourish me, and you can support me. I am nothing. I am your servant. And then Saranagati. Six kinds of Saranagatis. What is? Anukulyasya sankalpa, pratukulyasya vivarjanam, rakshasya pititi vishwasam, goptitve varnam tatha, atta nipchep karpanne sarvidhi. The favorable thing for bhakti we can adopt, and other things we should reject which are not favorable. Anything, any society, anything in this world which is not favorable for our bhakti, we should at once reject that thing. And anything which is, any man, any society, anything which is favorable, we should adopt it very strongly. And then, rakshasaiti viswaso. We should have full faith that he can save us any problem. And we should varnam goktitve. Where is Navadipa? What is goktitve varnam?
To select the Lord as one's guardian and protector.
And then